to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in John 8, 31 and 32. Paul wrote to the Jews who believed him, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Do you find yourself upset with the behavior of the world today? Are you wondering what the real truth is? Or maybe the world has you questioning your own faith and beliefs. If you answered yes to any of these questions, please know you are not alone. Today, more than ever before in recent history, you are called to know truth and stand up for truth in a world where perversion is at every turn. If you are listening today and you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus, newsflash! Satan wants to kill you. He does not want you to hear the life-saving message of Jesus. If you are listening today and you do believe in Jesus, newsflash! Satan wants to sideline you. If you are or ever have been an athlete, you know that sitting on the sidelines, not in the game, is no fun. You prepare to go out and fight. The devil is busy feeding you lies, fake news in fact, and trying to get you focused on anything but getting you in the game. Are you focused on yourself? Has Satan gotten you so busy with work or activities that you are rendered useless in the fight for truth? Maybe he's convinced you that you are helpless, worthless, or unlovable. All lies. Have you let the devil distract you so much that your walk is ineffective and you need someone to take care of you instead of impacting the world around you? I don't know where your heart lies today, friend. I don't know where the enemy is trying to corrupt the truth in your life. I do know without a doubt he is busy trying to derail you. But the good news is, we are all in the game. The real question is, what role will you play? Will you be on the sidelines, or will you be impacting a win for your team? What role will you play in society around you? What kind of impact will you make with your family? So how do we get there? First, you need to think about your thoughts. Diagnose and test up against Scripture to see if your thought is true, because the Bible is the source of all truth, and without it, you'll only hear Satan's lies and fake news. So if you're not in the pages of Scripture, start today. Then, when you find truth, you have to decide to act on it. Let new ways of thinking sink in to your core. Allow the Holy Spirit to rewire. So think, react after you read. With every thought you have, think, read, react. In closing, I leave you with a part of a recent text message I sent to my adult daughter. There are a lot of circumstances why I texted this to her, but I just wanted to be vulnerable and give encouragement to anybody out there in the fight with me to let you know you're not alone. Daughter, I love you. I loved you from the moment I found out about the heartbeat inside of me. I love you now. I can't promise to be a perfect parent, but I can promise you that I'm looking to my Creator God for how to live this life. I failed in many areas of my life as a child, parent, friend, wife, and coworker. Painstakingly, I will fail again. So thankful for God's grace and mercy he showers over me. Ultimately, my prayer is that I please my Father in heaven. I haven't arrived yet without sin. This is just the journey I'm on. My truth is found in Scripture. My life is not my own. I was bought with a price. My first allegiance will always be to Christ Jesus. No matter how anti-Christ this world becomes, how persecuted or misunderstood, how publicly humiliated, no matter how people distort the truth of the Bible, including Christians, or how dangerous or lonely following Christ can be at times, I pray and hope that you always find me at the feet of Jesus, fighting the good fight, never losing sight of the importance of speaking and doing things in love. Love, Mom. Dear Jesus, I come before you now asking that you infiltrate the town of Clayton and all listeners out there with your truth. May your Holy Spirit pour in their hearts and change their thought patterns. May they be truth tellers. May they be not conformed to this world, but renew their mind with Scripture and impact the world around them. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.